Yeah, the song stylings of the Moody Blues for your Sunday morning. And when you hear Go Now on Breakfast with the Beatles, you know that we're going to introduce the great Denny Lane. Let's do it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Denny Lane. Hey, Denny, what's happening?
Good morning, campers. How are you?
Okay, I like that shirt. That's a nice shirt.
L.A.
Very. LA. You bought it in L.A.? Or you just save it for when you come to Los Angeles. So, Denny Lane is going to be performing this evening at McCabe's at 8 p.m. on Pico in Santa Monica. What can one expect if they see Denny Lane performing tonight? What are you going to do, Denny?
Well, I'm going to do what I want to do, and as opposed to a lot of the things that I do, which is, you know, it's kind of a lot of solo stuff that I've done, albums, of course. I mean, it's not going to be something nobody's ever heard me do, even though I've got this new album, which I know you know about already. So it's a mixture, you know, a bit of everything, a bit of Wings, a bit of Moody's, and a lot of my solo stuff.
Very cool. And if you want to see Denny in person, he's going to be at that same rock and roll autograph show that Billy J. Kramer just left to go hang at the Western Los Angeles Airport on West Century Boulevard. You'll be there till like 5 o'clock tonight wearing that shirt.
Yeah, this shirt. But I won't be going on stage with this shirt, so the shirt will not be appearing at McCabe's.
Maybe you could just bring it and hang it up an amp or something in the back.
One of the guys in the band wear it.
So we just heard Go Now, which is also in a film our buddy little Steven Van Zandt did the music for, Not Fade Away, the David Chase film.
Right. I love Stevie.
Yeah, he's a great guy. But you were telling me an interesting story that they called you when they wanted to put that song in the movie. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a long story, but to cut it down to, for many years, we didn't know that we were still involved with all that business of owning recordings and whatever. And they called us up to use it in the film, and that gave us, hey, you mean you're asking us?
Because they never called you before, right?
Yeah. So it's opened a big can of worms, really, and we're now going in and looking at all our past history and trying to sort of make deals to get things back. So that's a good thing, which means we're now going to reproduce that album as a box set.
Magnificent Moody's?
Yeah, and whatever, you know, other bits that we've got.
Well, that's a great record. I mean, it stands alone.
Talking about Stevie, and he had called me about that and then started saying, listen, have you ever thought of putting that album out on tour? And I said, no.
Like doing the whole album from beginning to end?
As people do albums now. So he said, well, I'd love to help you do that. Well, we haven't got round to it, but it's a sort. So
he got that idea from his Rascal success, you know? I mean, he got that whole Rascal. Oh, really?
Just before that.
Came to the Moody's first, did he?
Come on. And we probably gave him that idea. Come on, okay.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, but Paul Shaffer had also called me about doing that Mike Smith benefit because he was very influenced as a piano player by Mike Pinder's, you know, Moody Blues style. And that first album was pretty much, you know, a lot of influence on those guys, which I didn't know, which is a great compliment, but you don't know at the time.
Not at the time, right? It takes a while before things circulate back and you hear things.
Totally.
Speaking of reissues, Concord Music has been putting out all these Paul McCartney and Wings reissues, and that live Wings Over America came out, and you can get this, you know, deluxe super box set, you know, with stickers and a book. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah. And
it's become more important than the music, though.
No, it really is. He's like, oh, yeah, we got the album here, too. But look at these stickers. You know, it's so neat.
It's all true.
Do you have any involvement with these reissues? Do they ever come to you and say, hey, Denny, do you like this sticker or this sticker? They don't check
sorry,
with you.
I'm asleep. I'm not available. No, Paul has always been the kind of the guy to put all that together. Him and Linda were the sort of front people on it.
Sure.
I'd throw him my two penny worth, but, you know, generally I trusted anything to him. I mean, it's, you know, you make suggestions and all that, but I'm not actually involved in that side. I never was. Yeah. I really wasn't, you know, anything.
So when the records come out, like when Band on the Run or Venus and Mars comes out, you're seeing it for the first time, more or less, just like the fans?
It's like being an actor that, you know, you go and see the film for the first time and yet you are in it.
Yeah. Paul put two cube, you know, pool balls on their cover of Venus and Mars. I guess that's supposed to be Venus and Mars.
I like the idea. But you see, that is a very, that's a kind of a very typical sort of Beatlesque thing to do, you know, where they took two ideas and put it into one. You know what I'm saying?
Like right.
A dichotomy, or whatever you want to call it. For you people who don't understand what that means, it means like two things that meet in the same thing. Thank you.
All right, Danny Lane, thank you. We're going to play a track here featuring you, Danny Lane, from the brand new Wings Over America discs. Simon and Garfunkel number.
Oh, hey. Yeah, listen. He's never called me to thank me for that. I'm only kidding. But I knew Paul Simon in the early days. And what happened was, when I had my string band thing, Say You Don't Mind, those days.
Yeah, the electric string band.
Yeah, I was hanging out at a place in London. Like, folk people were there. There was a studio there. I actually recorded Say You Don't Mind. And he was one of the people that came along as a sort of friend of friends, you know. And I got to know him quite well. So, I don't know, I learnt that song, I don't know, and some other stuff that everybody was playing in those days.
Yeah, at the
you know,
time,
the folky
right.
guys. And I learnt that song, and then Paul said to me, have you got any songs you want to do in the acoustic set in the middle of the thing? I said, well, you should do a couple of Beatles things, obviously, because that's not copying the Beatles, you're doing your other version.
Right.
And I said, well, I know this song. And he said, okay, we'll put that in. So we did.
Cool. Let's listen together right here. 95.5 KLOS.
All right.
The sounds of the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel, courtesy of Denny Lane and Wings, right here on Breakfast with the Beatles. I've Just Seen a Face and Richard Corey. As we hang with the great Denny Lane, who will be making his appearance this evening at McCabe's, 8 p.m. on Pico, and Denny will be warming up his hand, signing autographs at the Rock and Roll Autograph Show at the Western Los Angeles Airport on West Century Boulevard. All right, so a couple of people have questions for you, Denny.
Uh-oh.
And we have some more songs queued up, but we have to break real quick because this is radio and we have all these sponsors we have to get to.
Dear.
So back with more Denny Lane. Don't go anywhere. 95.5 KLOS. Breakfast with the Moody Blues as we hang with Denny Lane, who's on the phone talking to girls. You done there, Denny? You off the phone now?
Thanks for dropping me in it, Chris. That's very nice of you.
Hey, our pleasure. Denny Lane performing this evening at McCabe's in Santa Monica on Pico, and you can get his autograph at the Rock and Roll Autograph Show at the Westin Los Angeles Airport. That's the Westin LAX, okay? So you go to the right place. Right, Denny?
That's it, my boy.
Want to take a question from a listener?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to line one. Are you there, listener?
Steve.
Steve, Beatle Steve. What's your question for Denny Lane?
Oh, for Mr. Sir Dennis Lane.
Sir Dennis, you got the wrong guy here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lane.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing in Los Angeles?
Loving it, as always. Yeah.
Yep. How was it like playing guitar against Mike Pender's Mellotron?
What do you mean playing it against it? I mean,
we
didn't play guitars against Mellotrons in the Moody Blues. We had pianos then, which were always out of tune, and we had to wait for the tuner to tune them up before we could start the gig. The Mellotrons came later. Mike worked at Mellotrons. That's where he got that original experience from, and then used it later in the Moody Blues, as we did on the road with Wings, the scaled-down version of the original Mellotron.
You got better.
What was that?
You got a lot better. Thank you.
All right, Steve, that was your question. Thank you, sir. Speaking of Paul McCartney, have you heard the new single from Paul? It's called New.
I know, but isn't it the Chinese, I Ching?
Is that right?
Haven't you noticed that?
Oh, you mean the lettering?
Three lines way and that way. That's a Paulism for sure. That's a little tricky little sort of, you know, indication of where he's going. Yeah, I like it.
You heard it on the radio?
I've heard it on Facebook. People have been posting
it. You haven't heard the full quality version then?
No.
Well, we got it queued up. We're going to play it in a little bit, but not yet because we want to talk to you some more.
All right.
So tell me about these autograph shows. You dig doing them or not?
Well, it depends. But this one's a good one because it's all musicians.
Yeah, it's all rock people.
Yeah.
Well, who else is hanging? Who did you see yesterday?
Carmine Appice. Yeah. I mean, I've known him for donkey's years, you know, and, Rod Stewart days, you know, and all that stuff. I worked with him in a band called the World Classic Rockers. We were doing a series of corporate events, and he was in that band along with Randy Meisner from the Eagles and Two Steppenwolf. So I know him really well. And then there's B.B. Buell, who are, you know, friends of my ex-wife and all that stuff. And
yeah, they got groupies at this one.
Well, like, we never used to call them groupies. They were just pals at the time, but... you know, they kind of made themselves famous.
They were your new special friends.
Well, thank you, Paul, for having a song called The Famous Groupies.
That's right, that you played on.
And then there's, of course, Lou Grahams, who I absolutely think is the best. I did a little short tour with him. There's plenty of people. I haven't met everybody yet. So, but usually, I was going to say, usually when you do these things, there's a lot of actors and you know, B-movies and horror people like that. And some people just walk by and they look at me as if to say, who the hell are you? And just walk on, you know.
You also were lending yourself to the rock and roll fantasy camp that's got a Beatles theme going on at the MGM Grand in Vegas, eh?
Well... the thing is, you see, again, I never know what's going on at these things until later, and now
until
I've
after they're
out,
done.
Well, basically, yeah. But I didn't know the Fab Four were going to be there, and then when I did that Mike Smith benefit again, that being Dave Clark's, you know, keyboard singer, I met them. So that was a few years back, and I got very friendly with them. In fact, I've been guesting with them at various shows around the New Jersey area, mm-hmm. you know, in New York area, over the years. So I know them really well. And now I found out that they're at that thing. Also, Denny Seiwell and Lawrence Juber, I didn't know they were going to be there. In actual fact, I've said to David Fishoff many times, yeah, I'll do it, and I've never picked the phone up, you know, because I don't really, it's not really my thing to go in and do that. So
what happens? Like, people pay and then you form like a little group with them and write songs with them, go in the studio.
I find it a little bit not corny, but you know, a little bit weird.
Yeah.
That I'm going in there to, and they're paying to do something that's weird. You know, we didn't ever did that. We were just from Birmingham and we got together and played. It was never like, hey, we've got to work.
You didn't
with
form
some...
bands with insurance
no,
agents
exactly.
from Colorado. Yeah.
Exactly. No, thank you. They wouldn't have come and played with us in them days because we were like no-nos, you know, keep your daughters away from the musicians.
Right.
So,
but now it's the opposite, right?
It's become that now. But I'm not going in there as a sort of a teacher so much. I'm going in there to do a performance of... and I don't know what it's all about, and I don't want to know what it's all about. You go in there and just wing it, you know.
You just go and do it.
Expression, yeah. So that's the only reason that I wanted to do it. But I think it's become a very popular thing, and I'm not against it in any way. I just find it weird, you know, for me.
Yeah. Well, it's something different, and it seems
sure,
fun.
Why not?
I heard he built like a recording studio in the lobby of the MGM Grand. You're walking in with your bags, you see a guy, you know, jamming with Joe Perry or something.
Well, that's an indication of the kind of money that he charges these people.
I know, you can imagine. Speaking of money, let's play the new Paul McCartney song, huh? And let's let Denny listen to it with all its sonic vivacity. Is that a word?
It is now.
It is now. 95.5 KLOS Macca. KLOS is our number. All right, Denny, we're going to play Who's Singing This Wings Song. This is a feature we have here on Breakfast with the Beatles where we play a song and you have to guess who's singing it, okay? So I thought it'd be fun since
That's
you
different.
Were a member of the band.
Yeah, but I don't know who sang anything.
No, well, and if you do know, you're not sure in your own band who sang things sometimes.
No. I wasn't there.
The winner gets a pair of tickets to see the Rascals at the Greek Theater October 10th, and we're going to throw in Beatles Monopoly. All right, it's Yellow Submarine Monopoly on top of it all. 800-955-KLOS. We play the song, you tell us who's singing it. I'd like the person's name, not the band, all right? 800-955-KLOS. Who is singing this Wings song? Hit it, Mark. All right, the phone lines are full. Let's see what folks are thinking out there, Denny. Let's see what they say. Let's see if they get it on the first one or the 10th one. Good morning. Who's singing that Wing song?
Oh, I got to tell you, it's a tough one. It's a stumper. I can only guess, but my goodness, I'm right next to Denny Lane, and I'd like to say I'm a huge fan, and thank you for all the great music.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Edgar Winter.
It is not Edgar Winter, but thank you for listening to Breakfast with the Beatles. Good morning. Who's singing that Wing song?
I was thinking Billy Preston.
Billy Preston. No, it is not the late, great Billy Preston. Good morning. Who's singing that Wing song?
Neil Young.
No. Wow. Sounds a little Neil-ish, but no. Good morning. Who's singing that Wing song?
Dave Grohl.
He got it right. What's your name, winner?
Eddie.
Beatle Eddie. You are going to see the Rascals at the Greek Theater, and you're going to be playing Monopoly Beatles style. Are you happy?
Yes, I am.
Say hi to Denny Lane.
Hey, hi, Denny.
He's nervous. Right. He's nervous to talk to you, Denny.
A little nervous.
It's all right, man. I am too.
All right, listen, stay on the line, all right, mate? And we'll get all your information. Turn up Dave Grohl.
I just hung up on him.
He'll call back. A little Dave Grohl for your Sunday morning here on Breakfast with the Beatles. Beatle Eddie, who won the contest, engineer Mark hung up on you, so call back, okay? And don't you lie and say you're Beatle Eddie, and really, if your name is Steve, don't do that, okay? We're hanging with Denny Lane, and we're going to play Denny redoing a Wings song called Time to Hide. Tell us about this recording and this disc.
Well, I was approached to do some covers of the thing, which I, again, didn't really want to do at the time. But so, like anything else, you know, a lot of people want to hear some of those songs. So I, you know, started to do them live, and then I did different versions of them. Because, again, you know, I'm not a tribute. I'm not like that sort of copy
right.
the same thing. There's some great tribute bands around, and they do good jobs. But it's not my thing, so I just do my own version, and that whole album is just different versions, slightly, you know, a little bit like the Dave Grohl thing just mm-hmm, now, but he does Band on the Run like a rock band, you know, like a real heavy rock band, whereas, like, it's not really that kind of a song, but he adds that thing. It's like I did the same thing with that album.
Cool. We're going to play one of our favorites here on Breakfast with the Beatles, Time to Hide, updated by Denny Lane, 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Breakfast with the Beatles. Ask me why, sending that out to Beatle Joe, who unfortunately lost his mom, Tammy, yesterday. And she used to listen to this show every Sunday. So Joe called and said, could you play that song for my mom? Absolutely, Joe. Our thoughts are with you. My name is Chris Carter, hanging with you for, another 6 minutes. Denny Lane is sitting across from me with a wonderful shirt. Did you buy that in Los Angeles? Oh, you only wear it in Los Angeles. It's your LA shirt. That's what I remember.
I'm going to put this on eBay now after this.
And what shirt will you be wearing this evening at McCabe's at 8 p.m.?
Probably a cowboy shirt, as I'm in my cowboy mood.
Do you plan out your outfits before you leave, or do you just go, like, what am I wearing tonight, unless, 5 minutes before the gig?
Not unless it's a wing show where we all have to wear the same thing.
Why, Paul made you guys wear the same?
No.
Okay.
Just a joke.
All right. If you want Denny's autograph, check it out at the Westin Los Angeles Airport. He's doing that thing today, the Westin LAX. That's on West Century Boulevard. You can see not only Denny Lane, but Billy J. Kramer is down there and a whole bunch of folks. It's a rock and roll show, right?
It is,
So they don't have any B-movie stars down there this time.
It's a first, I'm hoping there's going to be a few more because it's a good thing.
Denny, I want to thank you for coming down. You've become like the Tony Randall of our show. Back when they used to do the Tonight Show in New York, right? Whenever a guest couldn't come, they would quickly call him. Tony Randall. And he would come on. He would be on like 4 times a month, you know?
I feel really important now. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, well, we get along with you. Hey, we have to love you first, or we don't even let you in the door. So, you know,
good man.
It goes without saying.
I got you. Free coffee and all that.
That's right. Let's thank Engineer Mark. Great job today, hey, Engineer Mark. Jackie to Shannon for this week in Beatle News. Beautiful. Woo! Beatle Luis, thanks for helping us out. Billy J. Kramer and his wife, Ronnie, thanks for getting him here on time. And our friend, look, my friend Danny, which no one even knows is here. This guy called up when Billy Jay was here and told me this great story about a photo he purchased from Mike McGear, Paul McCartney's brother, in what, 1983?
83, yeah, Chris.
And what? How did you know he was doing this, Mike McGear? There was no Facebook.
Well, Deirdre O'Donoghue was on, and right? She had said that there was a art exhibit up in Hollywood, so I went up there and walked in, and he was there, and I said, I want that one.
And it's this great picture of the Beatles with Pete Best. Paul McCartney is shirtless, and his eyes look really like he's been up for 3 days or something. It's a great photo. What's John doing? I can't see it through over there. Oh, he's looking funny with a cigarette.
Yeah.
So you got this picture, and then what? 25 years later, you got it back again?
Well, what happened was it was at the frame shop for 17 years, and we
forgot it. That's some frame shop. Hey, when can I get this? About 16, 17 years. Well, come on back and pick it up. Wow. So you got it back, and you're donating it to Breakfast with the Beatles? Is that the story? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I know you're not doing that. I know. Anyway, who else have to we have to thank anybody else?
Can I give a shout out?
Oh yeah, you want to go ahead. Give a shout out.
I just want to give a shout out to my good friend Mike Leone, and I want to say to everybody on 24th Street, love to see you guys.
Brilliant. And Elliot Kendall, who brought Denny Lane down. Let's clap for Elliot Kendall. Fantastic. Next week here on Breakfast with the Beatles, do we have any guests? I think not.
No,
I don't think so. I think it's quiet. Yeah. Again, tonight, McCabe's, 8 p.m. on Pico in Santa Monica, the great Denny Lane. We're going to leave with a Denny Lane song, done by Wings on the last Wings album, Back to the Egg. What are your recollections of this song? You remember recording it?
You know, it was a good album. It's a shame we didn't go on tour, thanks to the Japanese incident. But, you know, those were great days, and, celebrate the last album with this song.
Produced by Chris Thomas.
Oh, love
My
Chris.
Name
love
is Chris Carter, and it's been a pleasure playing Wings for you. Here you go.